is a puppet string, but can't control the love we bring. The fire is out, the hour is now, the tide is set to turn. Every social movement needs a song, and Makana has created one for the youth groundswell that seems to be accompanying the Bernie Sanders campaign. His song, The Fire Is Ours, with its ambitious self-produced video, has been seen by hundreds of thousands in just a few days. Makana is no stranger to social advocacy, or to the way music can inspire large numbers of people, and he's with us in our studio. Good morning, Makana.
Good morning, Chris.
I'm sure there are those who see this as a departure for you, but it's not at all, is it?
It is not. Yeah, as those who follow my music may know, I don't look at music genre specific. I look at it as a language of emotion and sentiment.
Fair enough. And I'm thinking of, you know, this got picked up among others, Fox News. And when you were interviewed on that station, I think they were expecting a sort of a harmless you know, a surfer dude from Hawaii, not somebody who's able to articulate a political message.
The beauty of this project for me goes beyond the music video, because the music video was more than an endorsement of Bernie Sanders, a remix of mainstream media. Three quarters of the video, there's no mention of Bernie.
Yeah.
It's not a big propaganda for him. What it is really... I'm photoshopped or composited into the State of the Union address, into
right.
debates, into mainstream news. And we've actually taken and replaced mainstream news headlines mm-hmm. with more relevant headlines. And the whole thing is a commentary on how mainstream media distracts and divides. And so when I was invited to go on Fox, it was an amazing experience. And you can see that interview online, because they started to do the exact thing that I was criticizing in the video, and I was able to call them out on it on Fox News Live national TV.
Which was,
well, Makana, tell us, what inspired you to do this music video? And I said, well, really, what inspired me was really my disgust for the way mainstream media does this and that. And it's really funny. It's actually the not only the video, but the Fox News clip is going viral on the internet. And people on the left and the right are shocked when they watch it. But there were so many things that the interviewers were asking me that I thought were so odd. Like, you know, well, you're from Hawaii. Why would you care? And you're a young guy. What do you want besides free college? And, it, you know, there's this kind of divide and conquer.
Why do you hate America?
Yeah. Why do you care? You're a young guy. Why should you care? And reinforcing that kind of stuff is why I made the music video, to fight that, to say, hey, you know, those stereotypes work against the democratic process.
And that whole patronizing attitude, I think that your video is a reaction to that. Your video and your song are a reaction to that, in the sense that you portray yourself in the video as somebody who has kind of inserted himself into this area that has excluded him.
Yes, exactly. And so when we talk about free speech, we talk about the democratic process, of course, after Citizens United, money was made speech and corporations were made into people.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's great that we can all say what we want, but we've almost been reduced to like Facebook comments and YouTube comments. That's not a real democracy. So as an artist, what I try to do is level the playing field. I don't have huge money to throw at the process, but I have art.
Well, by making a statement that's a clear statement, you don't need a lot of window dressing around it. If your message is that clear. There's a line in your song that I really liked. We want to, and this is that whole youth alienation theme, we want to salvage the remains of a dream worth defending.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, one of the things I think that happens with the youth vote, the youth population in an election, is that it does get marginalized and seen as a sort of a disaffected group that doesn't believe that there's something worth defending.
Well, the most amazing thing about what's happening with Bernie is, and to be clear for you know, my perspective, is that Bernie represents something that's been going on for a long time. You know, there's a populist, disenfranchised kind of emotion that's penetrated the world, really, but in the nation specifically. And so, you know, we saw that rise and get really big with Occupy Wall Street. And What we're seeing now is, you know, even with the rise of Trump, we're seeing people that are just sick and tired of typical politics. And so I think, you know, it's important to understand that, you know, when you see a lot of the arguments that, and I've seen this in the past week with following the comments and both the praise and the criticism is really interesting because it's revealed a sense of a lack of understanding of economic systems mm-hmm. in America and a lot of mythologies. So when you talk about marginalizing people, I think what the mainstream media does is it tries to say, okay, well, hey, you know, like what they said on Fox, well, you already have your nominee, you know, Clinton. Why would you even bother doing this? Why don't you write an anthem for her? And my response was, well, that's exactly my point. When you say things like that, you're fueling this personality-driven division politics. And young people don't look at things in terms of age, gender, race. We're not programmed into a party system. So what we're looking at is who's funding this candidate? Like with Bernie, his funding's not coming from major corporations and banks and super PACs. It's coming from individuals and unionized workers. That's big for people. You know, the fact that he wants to take on the big banks. So it's more than just the mythology of free stuff. It's the disgust with a democracy that's turned into a plutocracy and a corporate oligarchy.
The opening shot of the video has you going into a voting booth, and then your selections, when you look at your ballot, are not people, they're corporations.
Yes. Yeah, we actually designed that and printed up the ballot. The video, what we tried to do was made in two parts. There was the compositing into the news footage, which was, of course, all fake, but very realistic looking. But it was juxtaposed against a very cinematic view of the snowy, icy desert in Utah with an actual piano on fire.
Looked like a shot out of The Revenant. I expected a bear to come out.
Thank you. That's a great compliment. A lot of people have, unfortunately, thought it was CGI. And when you watch it, just keep in mind that those scenes of me playing the piano have zero effects. They are absolutely authentic.
Well, I bet it was fun making that thing, yeah?
It was a rush. I mean, you know, just getting the piano out there was a challenge I've never faced. But then, you know, lighting it, not setting myself on fire, having it burn perfectly. What was really awesome was it was so freezing out there. And I was in a T-shirt for hours.
Yeah.
And when I finally lit the piano, of course, I'm running. And you only have about 8 minutes before it just gets too hot and steam starts coming through the keys, but you see in the video all the steam rising through the keys.
Yeah, it's a great shot. Makana, thanks very much for coming in.
Thanks a lot, Chris.
You bet. Good talking to you. Makana's new song, Fire Is Ours, can be seen and heard online at our Hawaii Conversation Facebook page. And I feel the burn for the truth.